Deutsche Welle News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. Syrian forces backed by armoured personnel carriers have stormed the capital, Damascus. They erected roadblocks, raided houses and arrested numerous opposition activists. Artillery also shelled parts of the city of Homs for the 13th day in a row. Government forces also reportedly bombed a major oil pipeline there, setting it on fire. Meanwhile, on Thursday, France's Foreign Minister Alain Juppé used to start negotiating a new UN Security Council resolution on Syria with Russia that would include the creation of humanitarian corridors in the country. Earlier, the United States dismissed as mockery promises made by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to hold a referendum on a new constitution that would lead to multi-party elections. A White House spokesman said Assad has never delivered on his promises, adding they were usually followed by an increase in brutality. Iran has announced it has made significant advances in nuclear technology. On state television, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad inaugurated three new nuclear projects, including new centrifuges able to enrich uranium much faster. He said the country's atomic program would not be halted by threats of more sanctions by the international community. Iran's foreign office on Wednesday said it had not cut oil supplies to six EU nations, as announced earlier. Tehran has threatened to do so in an effort to preempt EU sanctions against it that are set to go into effect in July. The West suspects Iran of making nuclear bombs. Hundreds of Somalis have marched through the war-torn capital Mogadishu in a rare open protest against Islamist Shebab insurgents and their Al-Qaeda allies. They marched through the streets near the presidential palace, passing areas recently hit by suicide and car bomb attacks set off by the hardline Shebab. The demonstration followed rallies on Monday across Somalia by Shebab fighters, who celebrated their group's recognition last week by the Islamist network Al-Qaeda. You're listening to DW News. Eurogroup President Jean-Claude Juncker has announced that Eurozone finance ministers will be able to make a decision on a new bailout for Greece at their next meeting on Monday. One of the outstanding issues had been a written commitment from Antonis Samaras, the leader of Greece's opposition Conservative Party, that he will stick to the agreed programme if he wins elections expected in April. He since sent a written agreement to do so to the EU and the International Monetary Fund. On Tuesday, Eurozone finance ministers cancelled face-to-face talks on the €130 billion bailout deal set for Wednesday, saying it was still waiting for the written pledges. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has officially announced he'll run for re-election this April. The announcement was widely expected and coincides with the official launch of his re-election campaign. Sarkozy faces stiff opposition from the socialist opposition challenger François Hollande, who, according to polls, will win 57% of the vote. World Bank President Robert Zoellick has announced that he'll leave his post this June when his five-year term expires. Zoellick was appointed during the administration of US President George W. Bush. The international development lender is traditionally led by an American, while a European heads the International Monetary Fund. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has confirmed that she has no intention of wanting the post. The World Bank's main focus is lending money to developing countries. In Italy, prosecutors have demanded a five-year prison sentence for former Premier Silvio Berlusconi in his trial on corruption charges. Berlusconi is on trial for having paid a British lawyer around €450,000 to lie in other trials where he was accused of tax dodging and cooking the books. Prosecutors want a quick verdict as, due to the statute of limitations, the charges expire in mid-July. Berlusconi faces several trials, including having paid for sex with an underage prostitute. He stepped down in November after failing to persuade investors he could revive Italy's ailing economy. A planned strike at Frankfurt Airport on Thursday is expected to disrupt hundreds of flights and leave thousands of passengers stranded. Marshalling workers plan to stop work between 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. in order to press their claim for more pay. Airport operator Fraport said it will decide early on Thursday whether to take legal action in an attempt to fend off the industrial action. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, DW News.